Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. Quarter number three now of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Also, the Keystone Sports app, where you can listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's what my mommy tells me is her dream come true. Dustin Hockensmith here, Greg Pickle, back in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm a little full of myself because I got somebody over the weekend who told me I was funny on the show. So I'm just going to keep beating that horse till it's even more dead than it already is. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football questions, your Penn State recruiting questions, answered by our own Greg Pickle here. As we always do, we will read off the questions. Greg will answer them. He will pick out the best question of the day, and whoever that is will get a KSN polo shirt. Courtesy of us, courtesy of Mr. Jim Galante over here. If you don't know by now, Keystone Sports app, go check it out on your app store. There's a really simple way to get your question in. There's a button that says Ask Greg. Fire it off. We will get to your question. And if it's good enough for Greg, nothing in his entire life has been. But if it's good enough for Greg, it's good for KSN Polo. So let's get this thing moving. Brad from Doylestown. With Sean Spencer moving on to be on the Giants staff, what chance do you give Franklin of pulling Larry Johnson back to State College?
Zero.
And if he's – I'm not done yet, Greg. And if he's not an option, are there any Penn State alumni or ex-coaches that Franklin should consider for the defensive line coach opening? Like, for example, LeVar Arrington?
Oh, that's what we call foreshadowing in this business, buddy. It's just no one realized it until now.
Yeah.
No, look, I mean, Larry Johnson did not leave Penn State on great terms because James Franklin didn't keep him a part of the staff. So, I just think that the idea of wanting him to come back can be fine, but it's not going to happen. LeVar is not going to happen, which takes us to Elijah Robinson, the Texas A&M defensive line coach who played under Joe Paterno at Penn State, coached under Joe Paterno at Penn State, and it really has made a name for himself. It's not just a prolific, defensive line coach, but also an absolute standout as a recruiter. So, I think that's going to be the former Penn State player/coach name to watch when it really comes down to it.
I'm putting my money on Matt McGloin. I know he's playing in the XFL. Stop. I know he was a quarterback, but that spunk, if he can project that onto his pupils. I think you really got something there. A lot of moxie on the defensive line. It'll be interesting to watch unfold. But Larry Johnson, that would be a shocker to me.
Not going to happen, buddy. Don't worry about it.
All right. That's good to know. Tom from Titanic, there's been discussions that next year there is a greater possibility. We see freshmen or redshirt freshmen wide receivers more than Daniel George, Cam Sullivan Brown, or Mac Hippenhammer. I thought at the end of last season we would have seen the two freshman wide receivers since they had not burned their four games. If not, will they get a chance this year looking at John Dunmore and TJ Jones?
Yeah. Again, I think we talked about it with the two guys that are here now, Keandre Lambert, and Jaden Dotton. We talked about it with, Parker Washington as a potential guy. I mean, and TJ Jones and John Dunmore also fit that mold as well. I mean, when you come to a school, especially at a skill position, all you can do is ask for the chance to play early and get on the field and make an impact. And I mean, all these receivers have the shot because outside of Jaden Dotson, I mean, Jahan Dotson, who exactly is someone that has their spot penciled in already with its receiver group? I mean, I guess you could maybe make a couple arguments for a couple guys. I just don't know if that's the case. So, there's a chance for any of those guys to play. I'm really fascinated about Dunmore particularly. I think he put on some decent weight during his redshirt freshman year and should have plenty of opportunity moving forward.
He's a lanky guy, but his game and this where the depth chart is, it really does scream for some young guys to make a splash. You just hope through spring practice and all through training camp that whether it's Dunmore or Jones or a true freshman that somebody makes a move. I think that they will, but I do think that the depth chart needs some of these young guys to come along. This is a really fun question, I think, from Brian from Austin, Texas. It says, the average American male, 20 years and older, weighs 197.9 pounds. See, I'm above average, and stands at 69.1 inches tall, 5'9". Again, above average. Not bragging, just above average. Unfortunately, there is no data for the 40 speed or strength information for the average American male, excluding kick holder. What position on the college roster would be one best suited with an athlete of this size? Athlete in quotation. Also, what position and bill would you condition an athlete of this size toward? So you got a 5'9", 198-pound average American. What would you do with him on a college football roster?
Kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, because he makes a good point. Without knowing the average, you know, how fast or how strong that these people are, I don't know if they can hold up to the pounding to be a running back or a linebacker or a defensive lineman, whatever. But I do have a running back, but I do have a sneaky suspicion that if given enough time and energy and correct coaching, you could teach them. Not to, and that's isn't to say that kicking's easy, but if you're going to make me pick one position to teach somebody who's just an average American person and also not get them killed during a game, I think I'm going to go with kicker and see what happens, or punter, one or the other.
See, I'm going to go ahead and assume that there is legitimate Division I football ability in this average frame. We're going to say it's an average frame, but it's actually an athlete. So at 5'9", 198, pretty much what you have here is Ricky Slade or Lamont Wade, right?
Right.
So I would build them towards one of those positions. I think running back at 5'9", 198, you can make that work for yourself. A lot of guys have, including Ricky Slade. And then Lamont Wade, you know, there's been criticism of him as a cornerback that he's too small for that position, but as a big, you know, a bulky, physical safety, he can make the grade there. I just love the, I mean, I learned something new. I mean, those are the average dimensions, 5'9", 197.9. So yeah, running back or safety. That's my bet.
All right. My pick. We're going to kick and see what happens.
David from Lancaster. The 24/7 sports recruiting rankings are based on their projection of that player making the NFL and where they would get drafted. Do teams rank the same way? Or do they have a way of filling in the blind spot of players that could be great college players but are missing something that would hold them back for the NFL? I think McSorley is a great example, one of the best quarterbacks in Penn State history, but was a three-star who would fit in what 24/7 describes for an NFL prospect for a three-star. Basically, we've had the gist of this conversation before. What are you trying to accomplish with your national recruiting rankings? Are you trying to forecast who the best college player is going to be? Or are you trying to forecast who's got the elite tools or who's got the tools to one day develop into an NFL player? I think sometimes it errs more towards the NFL thing.
I think it has to. And yeah. You know, Barton Simmons, who's national recruiting director at 247 Sports. I don't know if that's his actual title, but it gives you an idea of what he does. He was on a podcast recently talking about sort of this whole idea of, you know, you have to have a way to grade yourself. So they grade themselves on the fact that they have 32 5-stars every year, and they grade based on how many of those guys go on to be one of the 32 first NFL draft picks in round one. So, you know, that's how they do it. And then from 4 and a 3-star, I think it's a more matter of, you know, looking at it from the perspective of this guy could be an NFL draft pick, this guy might be an NFL draft pick, and these guys probably won't be NFL draft picks. So are there ways to account for it? Sure. I mean, every year we have 1 3-star or 2-star that goes extremely high in the draft, and we get this whole narrative that starts about how, you know, how there's not, you know, the recruiting rankings aren't worthwhile and all that. But, you know, ultimately when it comes down to it, when you're ranking thousands of kids a year, you're going to have some that you miss on in both directions.
Absolutely. But there, I think just by design, and Penn State has sought this out at the quarterback spot in particular, by design, you are going to have holes in your rankings. You're going to have guys who don't project at the NFL level, who can be really good at the college level, specifically at quarterback, where you don't, you know, at the college level, you don't need to be 6'3", 6'4". You know, you can be 5'11", and still make the grade. Penn State has done a good job of finding those guys. That's the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions for Greg Pickle here. Trying to get to a couple more questions, then Greg will determine who asked the best question of the day. Brian from Virginia Beach, based on what we've seen, who will be remembered as the better linebacker, Micah Parsons or Brandon Smith? Reminds him of Paz and Dan Connor back in the day.
I mean, I think you have to go with Micah right now just because Micah's already won an All-American honor and or already been named a consensus All-American while, you know, with Brandon Smith.
It's a lot
Smith,
of projection, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, we're projecting Brandon Smith to do that in year two to stay on the same trajectory as Micah. And he could, no question. But, you know, there are very few, you know, players with the kind of abilities that Micah Parsons has in a number of areas. So to try and project that on Brandon Smith probably just isn't unfair, but unrealistic too.
And I mean, while you're having this conversation, let's not forget about Lance Dixon. Let's not forget about Curtis Jacobs, because those are your four stars over the past three cycles. But yeah, Micah Parsons has done it. He's shown it. He's already being forecasted as a top 15 NFL draft pick in 2021. Brandon Smith, all the potential in the world, but Micah's been there. He's done that already. So I agree with that. We'll get to one more. James from Mechanicsburg. Now that Georgia has a five-star quarterback commit in the 2021 class, what do you think Penn State's chances are of getting Caleb Williams, the five-star from Washington,
D.C.? Yeah. I think they have to hope, right, that he holds out and waits to decide in December, because I think their best shot, Dustin, will be to have this new offense go crazy early in the season and, of course, be winning. And at that point, then you can start setting up visits with some of these bigger name players and not have a problem getting them to come on campus for official visits and to consider your program. So I would say right now I don't love their chances, but if Kirk Sciacca is everything we think he can be and this Penn State offense turns into a fun-to-watch juggernaut, which it's been, but maybe not on the same level as some other schools, you know, it takes some projection to figure out how this wideout group is going to be. But yeah, if everything comes together, right, they can improve their chances of landing him if and only if he decides to hold out until December to sign.
Well, I think Kirk Sciacca working with quarterbacks, can Sean Clifford make a similar leap to Tanner Morgan did last year? If that happens, you might see the complexion of Penn State's quarterback recruiting change some.
Yep.
Let's look back at the questions. James from Mechanicsburg asking about Caleb Williams. Brian from Virginia Beach asking about the linebackers, who will be the better one. David from Lancaster looking at national recruiting rankings and how they pretend the NFL versus college. Brian Brashear asking about the average male at 5'9".
Let's go with that one. That was fine. Let's go with that one.
Yeah, I think yeah, anything that gets a little chuckle or is completely off the beaten path, I think has a way of standing out. So Brian from Austin, Texas, you are the winner of a KSN polo shirt. So keep them coming. Keep the unique questions coming. Download the Keystone Sports app. Fire off your questions there. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. As always, too, we still got a little bit more show to come. Talking some Penn State wrestling. They lose a duel Friday night at Iowa. Highly anticipated duel. They get back in the win column on Sunday. Greg and I will talk about that. This is going to be another Ask Greg, this time about Penn State wrestling, where Kale Sanderson's program is going this postseason. Stick around.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.